In this bulletin, police in Victoria make an arrest over the disappearance of two campers in March last year. Another 19 deaths in Victoria of people with COVID-19. And in football, debate over COVID-19 vaccines flares up at Bayern Munich. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. A Melbourne man has been arrested over the disappearance of campers Russell Hill and Carol Clay in Victoria's rugged high country 20 months ago. Victoria police say the 55-year-old man from Caroline Springs was arrested on Monday and remains in custody. Mr. Hill and Ms. Clay, both aged in their 70s, went missing while camping in the Wanangatta Valley in Victoria's northeast. Campers found Mr. Hill's burnt-out car at their campsite, which was destroyed by fire. No charges have been laid as yet. Victoria has detected 827 new COVID-19 cases and 19 deaths in the past 24 hours. Almost 50,000 tests were conducted during the reporting period, and the state has about 9,500 active cases. Premier Daniel Andrews says of the 19 Victorians who died, 17 did not have vaccine protection and they were aged between their 50s and 90s.
I don't think you need any clearer demonstration than that, that vaccination's important, vaccination works, it's safe, it's free, it'll keep you out of hospital and it'll mean less trauma and less pain and anguish for so many families. I send my deepest sympathies to all 19 of those families. This will be an incredibly difficult time for them.
New South Wales has registered 173 new COVID-19 cases, plus another two fatalities after 52,000 tests. The latest figures come after an email from the Health Chief, Dr. Kerry Chant, revealed she recommended consistent measures be implemented across Sydney in mid-August. Instead, the New South Wales government imposed harsher coronavirus rules in 12 local government areas, going against health advice about the lockdown. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has defended the government's response to decision-making about the state's COVID-19 restrictions.
We're not out of the woods yet. There will always be challenges. We have said from time to time we'll target those restrictions. That's in line with the national plan. But as a member of the previous crisis cabinet and now the COVID and Economic Recovery Committee, we will always consider the views of the health team, the mental health team.
South Australia has reopened its borders to interstate visitors from New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT. South Australia has not yet met its 80% vaccine milestone for the over 16 population, but health experts say the state is close enough for travel to be safe. Queensland MP George Christensen is the latest coalition member threatening to withhold a vote from the government because of COVID-19 vaccine mandates. He's the first government MP in the lower house not to guarantee to support coalition legislation, while crossbenchers Bob Katter and Craig Kelly have indicated they'll abstain from votes due to their vaccine mandate stance. On Monday, five government senators crossed the floor of the upper house to support a One Nation bill to end vaccine mandates. It was defeated in the Senate. Labor's Pat Conroy says he'll pursue the national interests so the government represents all Australian citizens properly.
This government has lost control of the parliament. If you can't control the parliament, you cannot govern the nation. And that is clearly the case with Scott Morrison.
In sport, Bayern Munich player Leroy Sane says he respects his teammates' choices about COVID-19 vaccines after midfielder Joshua Kimmich expressed concern over the possible long-term effects of the jab. On Sunday, four Bayern Munich players went into quarantine after coming into contact with a coronavirus case, while Kimmich is spending a second week straight in isolation. Kimmich was exposed to an infected person, but he's refusing to have a vaccine, while Sane, who's immunised himself, says he supports vaccines.
Yes, of course, at the end of the day, I'm for it, and am one of those who are vaccinated. I stand for it too, and I have talked about it. At the end of the day, I actually want them to be in the squad, to be on the pitch with us, and to be able to help us. These are important games. They're good players for us. No matter who's still missing from the others, we as a team would like to have them with us, of course. That is out of the question. But in the end, of course, I respect their decision.
Well, now today's weather: Perth, cloud clearing and 25 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two developing, 25. Melbourne, a late shower or two, 26. Hobart, partly cloudy, 23. Canberra, possible shower, 21. Wollongong, a shower or two, 21. Sydney, showers, 23. Newcastle, similar conditions, 23. Brisbane, a few showers, 26. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, much the same, and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.